Hi, we're here with Sam Bush, the head of the Sam Bush Band, and they are out on the road coming to Rifle, Colorado, the beautiful Ute Theater, Friday night, January 25th. Show starts at 8 p.m. How are you today, Sam?
That we are, coming to the beautiful Ute. Doing great. We've been going around the state here for a number of days and lucking out weather-wise as we travel and just enjoying the beautiful weather.
Yeah. We talked a couple of years ago when Story Man first came out. That interview is online at kdnk.org, but it certainly seems to have worked out well for you. Are the sounds still in rotation when you're out on the road?
Sounds are still in rotation, yeah. And actually, even what we're kind of out talking about these days is that a documentary on me called Revival, the Sam Bush Story, finally is seeing the light of day. It's out on Amazon right now for all you Amazon people, and then we should be somewhere in February. We'll have it out, you know, released on a DVD that people can hold in their hands if they like. For old timers like me that still watch DVDs.
And I saw that on Amazon and thought it was a really good, well-paced story. What was it like having somebody talking about you like that?
It's a little odd. I mean, it's kind of when, especially when what happened. It made the film festival circuit a few years ago. Then we went into song licensing, and that took a little while, and so now it's finally released. But as I, you know, when it debuted in Nashville at the Nashville Film Festival, I was literally sitting in the theater with, you know, some of the people that were in the film and talked about me, and so. I got to say, it was almost like sitting at your own wake in a way. It's intimidating. It's odd, you know. It's like all of a sudden you're sitting there watching the filmmaker's version of your story. So that's what it is. The filmmakers, Chris Wheeler and Wayne Franklin, they're from Atlanta and Birmingham, respectively. And they said, anytime that happens, we're telling your story. So it's them telling, you know, the story of my professional life, I guess.
And there's a lot to tell currently with the Sam Bush Band, but have played with just about anybody who's recorded in Nashville over the years and toured with Lyle Lovett, toured with Emmylou Harris, and, of course, the Newgrass Revival, which... You know, we love that band here in Colorado, and watching that revival movie on Amazon really brought that back to me, how wonderful that moment in time was of Newgrass Revival.
Well, and how wonderful Colorado was to the Newgrass boys, as well as, you know, still continues to be to me. But when we, the Newgrass Revival, first went, you know, out to Telluride in the summer of 1975, all of a sudden we had met our people. We had met the, you know, it's kind of like people that were ready for new kinds of music, ready for anything. And so that, of course, I was in the Newgrass Revival 15 years, so it's hard for that not to be, you know, a large part of my story. But and I'm proud of them.
You know, one of the pieces that I think I remember, and you can tell me if you remember if I'm crazy, was that Newgrass's last gig was opening for the Grateful Dead on New Year's Eve, somewhere way back then.
We did, yeah. I mean, boy, every band ought to get to go out that way.
What was that like?
Well, we'd been trying to get on that. You know, that was, at the time, one of your biggest shows in America, to be, you know, with the Dead on New Year's Eve in the Oakland Coliseum. And we'd actually been trying to get on that show for a few years. And, you know, ironically, when the Grateful Dead's organization heard that we were breaking up, then they said, well, we got to get them. And so I just remember with me literally on the phone with Phil Graham himself trying to get enough money for the job to pay for itself and him telling me, well, you guys are breaking up anyway. I said, yeah, but we're not going to lose money on it. So, and I'll be doggone if, and it was always comical to me and John Cowan that, for our very last show, Bill Graham, I think he thought he had it wrong or something, so he actually mispronounced our name.
Oops.
He said, ladies and gentlemen, the Newgrass Bluegrass Revival. So,
oops.
And so actually, if anything, that cracked up me and John, and it kind of took some pressure off of us to just relax and have a good last show. And then we walked off stage, and there stood Jerry Garcia, Jane Fonda, and Bill Walton.
Oh, my
Lord. You know, it was just, the whole thing was kind of surreal, but we were just really happy that we had a good set and everything went well.
And fast forwarding to the near future, you're going to be doing a show for one of our favorites here on KDNK, Del McCurry's 80th birthday here in a couple weeks. What's your role in that show?
Well, I think we're all just going to play on the Grand Ole Opry a little bit. But, oh, man, Del McCurry. Of course, Del and I came to Colorado a few years ago on a two-man duet tour. And I just, you know, I'm just so happy for Del and all that he's accomplished, because he deserves all the good things that's happened. And you won't find a, you know, more positive person or just a generous, giving musician as Del. And,
and better know, hair.
I know. We that was one of our running jokes as we rode around in a bus together. That you know, I camped out to see what Dell's hair looked like when he came out of the bunk.
Yeah,
and you know,
I bet
what?
it looked good too.
It looked perfect.
And you've kept the same band together, which is always a challenge. But how's it going out there?
Well, it's going great, and you know, when you think about keeping a band together, it's just it's such a nice comfort factor that we all feel, I think, with each other now. And I just know that I'm maybe sometimes, depending on the venue, maybe I get anxious before the show, but I'm never nervous with us, because I know that us five can play together and stay in time. I mean, really, that's just because we reach a comfort spot on stage that it's just a wonderful feeling that you feel like you can succeed.
And what songs are you guys really enjoying playing these days? What's opening up for you and feeling really great on stage?
Well, I got to tell you, and I guess it's kind of a shameless plug, but there's a brand new song that we have recently recorded it, and on the 9th of January we made a music video, which, you know, I've never done that a lot. And this time, and it's not like anything else I've ever recorded or sang, I think you'd call this one a rock and roll slam.
Huh.
And because we have an electric side to our band that we play, where Steven switches over to, you know, electric guitar, Scott goes from banjo to banjo synthesizer, and I play my small Fender electric mandolin, my 1956 Fender. And anyway, the name of this song, Jeff Black and I wrote it about 10 years ago, and it's simply called Stop the Violence. And it was written, you know, about 10 years ago, when Jeff and I were just going, man, this world is violent, entertainment is mean-spirited, you know. And so we wrote this song, and I didn't know if it should ever, you know, we never worked it up. And then we started playing it with our rock instruments on stage. Started enjoying it, and it's starting to go somewhere. So it's just the first time where ever I felt strongly as a writer of a song that I wanted to say something. I wanted to say this, and it is not meant to be political or preachy in any way. It's just me and Jeff Black wishing for a less violent world. And, you know, I've never really heard too many people say, gee, I wish we had a more violent world.
Right.
So, I mean, but again, I'm sure some people might take it politically. It's not meant to be. It's just that Jeff and I wishing for a peaceful world. So anyway, it's called Stop the Violence, and around February you're going to start seeing it in YouTube videos. So it's a YouTube single. And so that's kind of what, we've been playing it towards the end of our set, so I'm digging that. I always love to play the Circles Around Me song, especially in Colorado. And when I mentioned Telluride in the lyrics, everyone kind of relates to Telluride. Telluride's become its own magical word, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it sure is for me after 44 years of going to their festival. So this year will be my 45th consecutive Telluride. Hard to believe.
Yep.
Hard to believe.
What's really amazing is that it's still so great.
And credit Planet Bluegrass. How did they pull that off? I mean, it's a real challenge to, you know, even have a festival, but to continue for it to be successful and survive, that's something. It's not easy.
Sam, if we were hopping in your bus or van or whatever you're cruising around the state in, what would we be listening to? What music are you listening to these days?
You know, it's not Christmas, but I'm still enjoying. Eric Clapton put out a Christmas album that is awesome. It's called Eric Clapton Happy Xmas. because he rearranges all the songs. I tell you, one thing I'm really enjoying right now is the it's in the Bob Dylan bootleg series. The most recent one is called More Blood, which is they were basically the demos for Blood on the Tracks that he recorded them just him and his guitar, or maybe with a bass player on some. And the songs are a little slower, and it's him doing all those songs off Blood on the Tracks, but just by himself, and it is so good.
Yeah.
And so that. Oh, and you know what else is really cool? The Beatles, they put out the White Album, and you hear all their original demos from George's house of all the songs that they recorded for the White Album. So some people think that album was thrown together, when in fact they knew exactly what songs they aimed to record and how they were going to do them way before they hit the studio. This compilation points that out.
Interesting. Interesting.
So I'm a music fan listening to the Beatles and Dylan.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are talking to Sam Bush. He is going to be playing Friday night, Rifle Theater. Get on down there, or to the Ute Theater in Rifle. And thank you for your time, Sam. I know you're getting ready for the show tonight in Fort Collins. I really appreciate you grabbing a couple of minutes for KDNK. We love you up here.
We are happy to be in this beautiful state. And come on out to the Ute, everybody. We'll see you there.
Thanks, Sam.